is brought to you by Bose. Stay home and entertained with Bose.
Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise that podcast is always at fmr.co.za. What are we talking about today? Well, those questions I always ask for. I get a lot of questions about 5G. Is it safe? Is it okay? Are they coming to get us? And quite honestly, it's a whole lot of paranoia because a lot of the questions about 5G are based on silly urban myths and vacuous science. Really, we're comparing 5G to 4G networks. Let's get one thing out of the way. The only virus 5G can spread is a computer virus. 5G is just a wireless protocol. Like when we got 3G, we could do fun stuff like use navigation with real-time traffic updates, and then 4G made downloads faster. 5G is faster and more stable still. And let's explain the differences. 5G is up to 100 times faster than 4G. Just let that sink in for a moment. 100 times faster. Okay? You're getting 10 gigabits per second. Let's take a real-world example. Let's say you wanted to download a high-definition film over the 4G network. That would take you about 50 minutes. Admittedly, that's less time than it'll take you to watch the movie, but on 5G, you can do it in 9 minutes. So you're rushing to get your airplane and you've got 30 minutes for your 7-hour flight. You'll be okay. Then the next thing that's different is something called latency. This is how long it takes for a message to get across the network, so to speak. For 4G, this is 200 milliseconds, which is far. You know, again, 250 milliseconds it takes for you to react to a visual stimulation. So 200 was fast, but 5G is a little faster. It goes from 200 milliseconds to 1 millisecond. Now, that doesn't matter to us, but it's critical in applications like connected cars. If you've got cars in a train that are talking to each other and using Internet of Things, and they're using the 5G protocol to send micro messages to each other, this is huge. It makes a lot of technology we haven't developed yet able to work. So it's important. It also gives us something called bandwidth slicing. Now, I'm going to admit this is super technical, and my full understanding of it isn't there yet, but let me just break it down. You divide this new bandwidth into high bandwidth, in other words, lots and lots of traffic. So you're downloading that movie. It doesn't need to be particularly fast, but it needs to be a very wide pipe, not a very fast pipe. Then you have high-speed needs, where you need things very fast, like the cars we were talking about. And lastly, you have your grunt work. You just want to receive that SMS or whatever it might be. It's non-important traffic. Now, your device will know which kind of traffic it's needing at that moment and not hog the best of it, because it's a different best depending on what it's doing. It would maybe like the slow, clumsy, cheap stuff, or it would like the very fast stuff to get a message across, or it would like the deep stuff to get lots of data. So you get all sorts of optimization, and that makes the crowd better off. You might not be better off in that one thing, but does it really matter if your movie had no latency? It really doesn't. So there's intelligence based into it, because one of the biggest problems we have with all telephony is we only have a certain amount of frequency available to be used, and it gets clogged up. And that's why sometimes things can get a little clumsy when too many people are on. So having this different use case and continuous optimization, real-time optimization, is going to make a huge difference to us without knowing that it made a huge difference. Okay. Now, there are obstacles to 5G. The telcos are really battling to get ICASA to issue them new frequencies, and this is holding us up in South Africa. And you'll think this doesn't matter, but it does. Because if this causes, and it is already causing, 5G rollout issues, we'll fall into tech backwards. And you think this doesn't matter, but we won't get access to the latest phones, we won't get access to the latest cars, all sorts of things. Maybe you won't even be able to buy the high-end vacuum cleaner. And you might go, okay, first world problems, come on guys, we've got bigger issues. But what happens with job creation? If we've got tech entrepreneurs here who can't access this technology, they're not going to design for the rest of the world, and we will fall further and further back. These things matter. So let's hope we all get this right. But the long message is, in short, don't fear the tech. It's just the same thing as before, but a little different. Not everything you hear on YouTube or WhatsApp is true. do the math, as they say. Anyway, that's it for me this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za.
Tech Talk was brought to you by Bose. Stay home and entertained with Bose. Lately, you find yourself spending more time streaming TV shows or movies. So, let's turn your everyday living room into a home cinema. Bose TV speakers and soundbars provides premium sound and clarity for all your entertainment. And if you're an FMR listener, you'll get 5% off your purchase. Visit the Bose store at 49A Somerset Road, Greenpoint, or shop online at soundimports.co.za. Stay home and entertained with Bose.